You're listening to Minimalish, a podcast where we talk about simplifying our stuff, our lives, our motherhood, all in a realistic way so that we can make room for what matters. We're not here for perfectly tidy homes or seeing how much we can possibly declutter. We're here for living with less. Realistically, it's going to look different for all of us, but we're not really focused on how our version of minimalism looks anyways. We're focused on how it feels. I'm your host, Desiree. I'm a mom to two and on my own journey of living with a little less clutter so I can have more space for an intentional life. I'm no expert, and I like to think of this as a corner of the internet where we're learning and growing together. So let's walk towards a more simple and intentional life. Here's this week's episode. Welcome back to Minimalish. Today, I'm excited to be bringing you an episode on home management. More specifically, how we can simplify home management, not perfect it, but rather find simple routines that work for us to manage our home and make it take up less of our brain and our time and our energy. Some of that is about giving ourselves permission to let go in some areas of our home. Some of it is deciding what areas of our home really even need the systems and really need us to pay more consistent attention, and what areas we can just kind of let slide by. Kelly Briggs is my guest. She is from Nova Scotia, Canada, and she has four kids under 12. She's a homeschool mom and a home management coach. Her goal is to teach overwhelmed moms how to keep home management simple, with a focus on planning, routines, and chores. What I love about Kelly is that it is far from perfection with her. It is not about perfection in our homes. It is about simplifying things, making them manageable for us, making them work for us specifically. And if you go and find her on Instagram at simplehomemom, you will see what is relatable, what is doable, what is actually real. And I love that about Kelly. Last week on the show, we talked about perfectionism, and I really opened up about my struggle with perfectionism within my home and within a lot of areas of my life. And I think this episode is going to piggyback nicely off of that one. So if you haven't listened to that yet, listen to that one too. It doesn't have to be like before this episode. They aren't a series or anything, but they do pair together nicely. I'm excited to share this conversation today with you. So let's dive into my conversation with Kelly. Well, Kelly, I'm so excited to have you on the show. I feel like I have been internet friends with you, following along with you for years, and it's just really fun to get to talk to you face to face. Before we dive into our conversation, would you just tell our listeners a little about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Kelly. Kelly Briggs, and not many people in Canada you probably had on the show. So I'm on the East Coast of Canada. I'm a past elementary school teacher, and I'm now like a homeschooling work at home mom of four and one on the way. I actually haven't been in a classroom in like 10 years, which is insane to me. The time just flies. I've done a lot over the years since I've been home. But currently my work is, I guess my love on Instagram is being like a simple home management coach and a social media specialist for clients. And I teach overwhelmed stay-at-home moms simple home management skills because, hey, I was there. I was overwhelmed. I had no clue what I was doing. So that's a bit about me.
Yeah. And I love what you share because it is, I think your account is just one of those accounts where I can go, I can learn something from you all the time, but it just feels so attainable. Like you share the real and you share that simple home management and home management that's attainable doesn't necessarily look like this perfectly tidy home all the time.
That's for sure. Yeah, I couldn't even fake it anymore. That's for sure. Like having a perfect home, no way.
Yeah. What are the ages of your kids?
So my oldest is 12, and then I have a 9-year-old, almost 10, 7, and 4, and of course the baby on the way. And my oldest three, if it helps with context, are very busy boys. And Josie keeps up with the boys, but yeah, so our home's pretty loud and they love doing stuff. They're very hands-on. And of course we homeschool, so there's often lots of mess here.
I'm excited to kind of dive into just kind of your philosophy and the things that you teach. Why is this topic important to you? Like, why did you start sharing about simple home management?
Well, it all honestly started with I was pregnant with my third kid and I made these massive to-do lists and I was getting super stressed out because I assumed I had to keep the home perfect by the end of the day. I didn't really grow up learning these skills. My dad was great. He cooked and everything, but he didn't sit down and teach me much. You know what I mean? That just wasn't something he did. So I didn't really grow up learning these skills. And it was a massive undertaking for me, especially when I had that third kid, of learning basically from scratch, how to manage the home, how to do laundry routine and how to do laundry and dishes and staying, quote unquote, staying on top of things for that season of life I was in, but also not aiming for perfection. It was a period of years learning all these things. And I'm still learning, I'm still learning from other people. I'm still tweaking and adjusting. So it was really important to me that these skills that I'm learning, I hope to pass on to my kids too, because I want them to go into their own homes, the boys and the girl. We're having another boy. So I want them to go be adults and know how to do things, know how to do laundry, know how to pick up after themselves. Whether or not they do it, that's up to them. But at least they'll know how to do things and cook and all the things, and garden. We like gardening too and outside stuff. And another thing is that it's really important to me because it really does bring a sense of calm and peace in the home. I'm not talking about sibling noises and kid noises. I'm talking about the function of the home just feels so much better when there's routines and systems and it's flowing. Not perfectly, the house, that doesn't mean again, that it's a perfectly tidy home, but things are moving and flowing and we're taking care of the home and it's just a part of our everyday life.
I'm a big fan of having a well-stocked pantry, not only of snacks that can get you through those hangry moments in your day where you're not ready to cook a meal, but also just stocked with your pantry essentials. So I absolutely love today's sponsor, Nuts.com. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruit, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. And their wide selection means there is something for everyone. Nuts.com helps me stock up my snack part of my pantry, and my personal favorites are all of their dried fruit. I am a big fan of their organic dates. I eat them every single night. They are like my midnight snack. I pair them with some peanut butter. I'm also a huge fan of the half-dried apricots. And while I tend to favor their dried fruit choices, my husband is a big fan of their varieties of nuts and trail mixes. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. And you can shop at any time, or you can opt into hassle-free auto deliveries so that you never run out of your favorite items. Quality is top priority at Nuts.com. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. And since 1929, they've been doing it the old-fashioned way. One taste and you will know the difference. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/minimalish. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/minimalish. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/minimalish. Yeah, I can so relate to the situation that you just painted of coming into, being an adult and being a mother without really having much knowledge of taking care of a home, because I was the same. My parents did so much just for us. And I can remember, my mom teaching me how to do the laundry, but then she mostly just continued to do
it. Yeah, right.
And so it's I learned it so that I could go when I went to college, I could do it, but I never really developed habits.
Yeah. And that's a muscle that we need to develop and flex and just get used to it.
Yeah. So I am right there with you. And yeah, I think a few years ago, I was like, why can't I get this? And now I realize it's because, like you said, it can take a lot of time mm-hmm. to just find mm-hmm. what works. And then that thing that might have worked stops working.
Yep.
And then you have to find a new thing.
Such as having a new baby. Like, there's a lot of things that I'm going to be like, let's throw that out for now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love the perspective that you come into it with. And like I said, I love what you share. Why do you think that home management can be such a struggle for us as moms?
Well, we're juggling so much, right? And like, we can always have a hard time trying to quote unquote fit everything in. Because a lot of us, myself included, have had this idea of like, it has to be perfection. So who has time for that, right? Nobody has time for perfection. So if we're always like aiming for perfection in the home, we're never going to attain it. So then it's always going to be a struggle. So it needs to be completely different from that ideal, which many of us can't attain anyways.
I think that that is one of the reasons it's been so hard for me, is because I was always thinking, okay, it has to look this way.
Yes.
And that result was never happening for me. So I love that because it's so true. Speaking of that, like the woman who is struggling to be more organized in their home or find systems and routines that work, where are some places that you teach women to start to make home management doable and consistent?
I was glad to see this question because I literally just did a post on this. So I am just pulling from my post, which is great. So some places we can start, or you can start, to make your home management more doable and consistent are three areas that I focus on: having less stuff, daily planning, and creating simple routines. So having less stuff means like in any area. But that can be really overwhelming, of course. And you've talked probably lots about decluttering. I like to start, I think I started with like wardrobe and clothing, you know, and just kind of like trickled from there and just kept working through stuff. So having less stuff is just going to be easier because you have less stuff to manage. Now, I say that and I still like, we've pared down. A lot over the years, it's still a lot. You know what I mean? Like with so many people in our home, like the dog and the three cats and the four kids and my husband, and my dad's with us. And my dad's been with us for a few years now. So it's like, it's just a lot of stuff, but that's why it's important to take it down, because you don't want to be managing the stuff that you don't really like or need, or it's just excess. So having less stuff, daily planning. And by what I mean by that is like writing down your priorities for the day and keeping them reasonable. You know, like I know myself, I'm a very much a time optimist. So I'll often like put like a couple extra things. I'm like, no, I was crazy to write that down. I really should only wrote that one thing down. Then I bump them to the next day. But yeah, like writing down your priorities for the day, whether that's making sure the laundry gets switched over or on. Right now for me, it's like, I need to get more of my seeds planted. So that's priority. So the house will probably be a little bit more messier because I have to prioritize that. And that's okay, because we can always catch up on that stuff, right? It's always there. And writing out your meal plan. I can't emphasize that one enough. Like, oh my goodness. I definitely had like one hangry child, and he still is kind of, but if I didn't have a meal plan, like it just, oh my gosh, it was so stressful. Like, feed me now. So yeah, writing down like a simple meal plan is super helpful too with the daily planning. And for creating simple routines, like start with things like laundry. What's your laundry routine going to look like? What about even like a bedtime routine, something very simple and smooth? And ideally, because we have like a simple bedtime routine, it doesn't always go smoothly, of course, because there's humans involved, right? There's always that aspect. And deciding when like you're going to get the dishes done, especially the big dishes. Like, I procrastinate on big dishes a lot. My husband likes to do them. But those are just like three simple areas you can start with, like routines. And so yeah, have less stuff, daily planning, and creating simple routines are a great place to start.
Yeah, that's so good. I have just recently like realized how important daily planning is, because I'm not a huge planner and our days aren't very full right now. I intentionally leave it that way because I like it that way. But I realized I just started doing like the kind of, you know, top three, like you said, like the priorities list. Yeah. And it makes such a difference when you can. I think it intimidated me to do it because I was like, what if I, you know, if I don't get it done, then I don't cross it off, then I feel worse about myself.
Yeah.
But I realized if you just like navigate them to the next day, then you don't lose track of stuff, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I know there's some people that do get really stressed out from if they don't get to it. So if you know you're consistently writing more down, just like start writing less, like force yourself. It's really hard to do because a lot of us are like eager beavers and want to get more done, but starting with less is going to make you feel more successful long term.
Yeah. Well, I love those tips so much. Can you talk a little bit about, you mentioned some of them, but some of the systems and routines in your home that kind of make the biggest difference for you, and give us some details about them?
Yeah, for sure. So I have three areas. The first one, I would definitely say laundry, because there's so many of us. The laundry routine right now is really good, and it's been good for a while, but I've been trying to let go of more. Like you said, like your mom taught you to do laundry, but then she kept doing it. So I'm really trying to, for my oldest two that are almost 10 and 12, I'm really trying to let go and like let them do it. So every morning we wake up, I usually walk the dog, morning routine, put on the laundry, whether it's my laundry or the kids, the boys bringing down their laundry and putting it on. And that makes a big difference. Now I have to remind them, of course. So details wise, I'm like, you have to take your laundry down if you want underwear, like it's on you if you don't have any clothes. So yeah, they get their laundry on, and then usually like lunchtime is when we dry it or hang it up. And then once it's dry, it goes in baskets, and then we bring the baskets upstairs. And then usually I'll sort it the next morning. They're not very good at sorting, so I don't mind taking that. You know, that would take them like a really long time to sort. Like, whose is this? There's because of the three boys, right? They're like, they would have to look at like the size. My husband's the same. He's like, I don't know whose these are. So I don't mind like throwing it into, like all of our bedrooms are upstairs, so I'll just like throw it in the door that it belongs to, except for our bedroom because we have the dog in here. So I'll put it in a basket for ours. And we don't really, we mostly hang or put in like baskets. We're not a folding family really. And I have socks in a big basket right now in the linen closet at the top of the stairs. I'm trying to simplify the sock stuff because again, lots of us. So I'm just putting in a basket and be like, just get your socks from there. Like, and it's so much faster for everybody. So I'm really happy about that. So that's laundry routine right now. That just makes a big difference that it just keeps going and flowing. We always have a load on pretty much every day. And I regret it if I don't. Now, I know some families, of course, they have less people, so you don't need to do it every day. But whether it's like every second day or whatnot, just having that in place is going to make a big difference. And of course, dishes. So with us, it's like dishes and laundry. Again, it's never for perfection. Sometimes the counter is all full of dishes, but it depends on the day and the priorities. Like if we're out all day, of course the kitchen's going to be messier. I don't have the time, capacity, or energy to like stay up with everything every day, depending on what the day looks like, especially with being pregnant. I have to remind my husband of that too. I'm like, remember, I'm pregnant. Like I'm resting a lot more. So the house is going to be messier in some areas. You know, especially like kid stuff too, because I have to be fully present for them to follow through with their chores too. Just how it is. You're a teacher too. You understand how it works. But yeah, dishes, we're pretty consistent. You know, if it's clean, we'll generally unload it, like the kids will. And then if they, you know, they're not into doing dirty dishes yet, we're slowly getting at that. Load it back up, turn it on. We're getting a renter in September, like a student renter. So I'm really trying to be mindful of like, this is going to be her side. We have like one of those U-shaped kitchen. So I'm like, keep our mess on this side, and that side needs to be super clear and clean. So we've been already doing that, and actually makes a big difference just at least to have some always clean, clear space. Yeah. Honest to goodness, it's usually our kitchen and there's always something out because there's so many people, right? But just to keep moving in that area, whatever it looks like with the dishes, and go back baskets or piles. I share that a lot in my stories because I can't remember when I I'm definitely sure I saw somebody share about it on Instagram like a long time ago, and they didn't call them go back baskets. They were just like baskets. Like they just picked up stuff and put it in baskets. So I was like, oh my gosh, I love that idea. So I kind of took that idea and made it my own, like go back baskets. So that could look like there's a mess on the main floor, which is usually where it is because that's where we cook and live and read and do school and stuff. So that, you know, and the two little kids oftentimes aren't doing school with us. Well, they do school, but it's like not at the same time sometimes. And they bring stuff up. So it's like sometimes it's a bomb on the main floor. And sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, everything everywhere. So I'll take one basket or two or whatever and just throw everything in it, or even take a broom and like put it to like one area. And then call it like a go back pile. And then generally I will, instead of saying to the kids, like go and deal with that big pile, cause that's really overwhelming for adults too. So I won't tell the kids to do that, cause they'll be like, I don't know where stuff goes. I don't know. You know, it's really overwhelming. So I'll take like different baskets with each person and be like, Josie, this is your basket to put away. This is yours, Theo, and so on. I don't mind doing that too, cause it helps my sanity when things are just messy, and it helps them too for tidying up. It's less frustrating for them. And it gets done a lot faster that way too, versus if stuff is just all over the floor, you know, books here and a game here. And I don't know, sometimes I'm like, why is that there? How did that get there? But so yeah, those three things, laundry, dishes, and go back baskets.
I want to thank Organifi for sponsoring today's episode. Organifi is a line of organic superfood blends that offers plant-based nutrition made with high-quality ingredients. Each Organifi blend is science-backed to craft the most effective doses with ingredients that are organic and free of fillers and contain less than 3 grams of sugar per serving. Like Organifi Green Juice, which has essential superfoods and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, it helps reduce stress and support healthy cortisol levels. Or my personal favorite, Organifi Red Juice, which is a superfood punch that increases energy without the caffeine and only 2 grams of sugar. Right now, with a one-year-old who is still waking up sometimes at night, sometimes I really just need an extra boost of energy to get me through the day, but I don't want to consume extra caffeine after a certain point in the day. So that's why I really love the red juice, because it really does give me a natural energy. It tastes really good, and it just gives me this overall feeling that I can make it through this day, but it also doesn't keep me up at night like caffeine would. Each Organifi blend is easy to use by simply mixing it with water or your favorite beverage while on the go, and they don't compromise quality for taste. Organifi takes pride in offering the best tasting superfood products on the market at a price that works out to be less than $3 a day. You can experience Organifi's high quality superfoods without breaking the bank. Head over to www.organifi.com/minimalish and use code minimalish for 20% off your entire order. I also want to thank Indeed. Is hiring a challenge? Yes. But do you love a challenge? Also yes. You need a hiring partner that can help you rise to the challenge. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's powerful hiring platform can help you do it all. Indeed streamlines hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. One thing I love about Indeed is the features of their hiring platform. The candidates that you invite to apply are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who only see it in search. Indeed gets you 1 step closer to the hire by immediately matching you with quality candidates. And it matches you with those quality candidates instantly. Even better, Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring platform, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest 2019. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide and use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/minimalish. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/minimalish. Indeed.com/minimalish. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Just hearing you talk about the go back baskets and how you kind of like help make it attainable for your kids. Like, not that it might be faster if you would just be like, I'm just going to take this directly from the floor and put it where it goes, or put it all in one basket and get it done. But you are teaching them responsibility, and it does take something off your plate, even though you're doing a little bit for them.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like you said, it would be super overwhelming. And I think that's what I realized with like the way I was trying to organize my daughter's toys for so long, is like, I wanted her to keep up with this system that was going to be way too overwhelming for her. And so I had to take it down a notch. I'm like, if I don't want to have to do this all the time, then I have to see what's going to work for her.
Yeah, exactly. And every person, every kid has like a different style too. Like my oldest is a very much a micro tidier, you know, like, oh, I have to make sure this little thing is in this box and this one is here. And that takes forever, right? So I kind of taught him like micro and macro tidying. I was like, you know, we're going to focus on the big picture tidying today. Like, don't worry about like organizing all your little electronic things, but just like put the stuff where it needs to go in the area, and then you can micro tidy in your free time. But I understand that though, because it's an enjoyable thing for people who are micro tidiers. But yeah, everybody has their own style.
Yeah, just like putting that name to it, as you talked about, that was really interesting to think about, because Gemma will do that too. She likes to organize things in like her little places.
Right.
But again, that's almost like a hobby or enjoyable and fun for her. It's like, we need to clean up. You just need to dump stuff where it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the systems that you shared about, and I think they are systems that we all need in our homes. Dishes and laundry, we need some type of system with, or else they will pile up. Even if you have three people in your family, or two. I mean, I remember when it was just me and my husband, we let the dishes go so much longer, but they would always pile up. And then when we didn't have a dishwasher, it was like constant problem.
So relatable. So, I remember too.
So making these systems something that we actually like follow through with, and making them into routines, kind of building the habit. What are some of your tips for building the habits? Because it's great to like see a system, or like someone hearing you talking about your laundry system, be like, wow, that sounds so attainable, to not have to fold all the time. That would work really well for our family, to do it every day and then just like have the different baskets. But how do we start to make them a habit and part of our day, instead of like maybe doing it for 3 days and then abandoning it because it's not a habit yet?
Yeah. So again, what we were talking about earlier is like, with the skills, home management skills, is it's really a muscle and something that needs to be practiced over and over. And lots of people talk about like motivation, like you can't rely on motivation because that comes and goes. So it really just needs to be that discipline and the habit of doing it every day, whatever that is, but really starting small though. And this is for so many things in life, like strength training or whatever, like start small and like build on it from there. One little thing at a time. For most people, some personalities like to do everything all at once, which was kind of me when I did decluttering, like way back when. I went like crazy. I think I only had two kids or three kids then. I don't have the time for that anymore. So a lot of things for me are definitely like that strategy of small, one thing at a time. I talk about like my loop tours and stuff in my stories. That's very much like very small things, but there's movement. I have some practical ideas there for, you know, how to build it into your day. One of them would be the habit stacking. I'm not going to talk about that in detail, but that's really just tacking something onto something that's already established, a routine that's already established. Like we all get up in the morning. What do you do next? Do you get your breakfast? Maybe it's get up, bring down the laundry, and then make breakfast. So you slide in bringing down the laundry before you make your breakfast, so you get that load on. That makes it a lot easier and more likely that that new habit or routine is going to stick, because it's kind of clumped into something that's already well established. You always get up in the morning, you always make your breakfast. So that's when we do our laundry, of course, but like it doesn't have to be that time of day. Of course, for your own laundry, it could be lunchtime or whatever works for you, or when you get home from work or whatnot. Another thing is like, so the same idea, but we were really bad at like getting to the bathrooms for a long time. So then we tacked on cleaning the bathroom or cleaning some of the bathroom on bath nights. Again, that's like tacking it onto something that's already established. So I guess that's the same tip there. And here's another example of like, if you're waiting for your tea to steep or like you're doing something that you're waiting for, you can do something quickly within a few minutes, right? Instead of just standing there twiddling your thumbs or whatever, or scrolling Instagram, which is me sometimes, of course. But yeah, when you're really mindful of the, like those little pockets in your day too, that can make a difference. Like, one thing I'm really trying to work on too is like picking it up versus walking away. There's always stuff in our home to put away, always. And, you know, I don't try to burden myself by doing it all the time to try to have it perfect. But if I'm already going somewhere that, you know, here's my mug, I'm leaving the bedroom, I know I'm going down to the kitchen, why don't I take it with me? That's easy because there's not going to be extra time or anything. So just like little habits like that can really make a big difference. And thinking about how you can work in your other routines through the day, you know, such as that laundry routine and dishes routine. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that those tips are so great. And I love the habit stacking thing. For me, I've realized that I am one of those people who I need to like develop one habit at a time. So stacking on one little habit with something I already naturally do is really helpful. And it can take a long time to establish that, but I think that's okay. I mean, one system established or one system that you're working on, one habit, whatever it is better than the none that you might have had before, right? Okay, so I want to end with what I think is a huge struggle when we talk about this topic, and that is the aim for perfection in our home. And you already mentioned this, so I'm so glad you kind of talked about that from the beginning. What's your encouragement for the mom who feels like they're constantly picking up and aiming for the impossible standard of a constantly clean home?
Well, I'm laughing because that literally could be me right now, because there's always stuff to tidy up and clean and pick up and vacuum, like constant. Oh my goodness. I definitely was more that way when I had two kids. I definitely was more that way, but I always remind myself that the surface stuff will always be there. Like, you know, beds to be made, clothes to put away, dishes to wash. but I really, you know that it's always going to be there, but I leaning into those daily rhythms and habits to keep things moving and flowing imperfectly. Yep. But it keeps things moving. So once you have your good routines in place, then you can keep things moving, but also remember it's never going to be perfect unless there's nobody living in your home, right? So keep things moving, keep growing, keep getting better at home management, but like really like try to self-talk to yourself of that it's not going to be perfect. We live here, we play here. And I know like, you know, I sometimes it's triggering for me for the mess. I do want to say this, that, you know, sometimes it can be really difficult to be like, oh, but it's so messy and I can't like get over that hurdle. And the strategy for me, of course, is to do the go back baskets and the piles. It's just like, it just really, really helps. So maybe there's something that you can do that will help you when you are feeling that overwhelm. And it could be maybe, hey, calling up the grandmother or something to help, or like take the kids. Like there's strategies we can use when we are feeling overwhelmed as well as, you know, having the self-talk to herself and the routines in place.
I just love that you mentioned that, like, we get to that place and it's going to happen no matter how many perfect systems that you perfect, right? There's still going to be those times where the mess piles up. And if we have something in place that we can just tell ourselves like, okay, the mess pile up, that doesn't mean anything bad like about me. And the attitude that you kind of approach home management with is probably one of my favorite things about following along with you, because it is this idea that we can continue to grow and get better at it, but also, you know, knowing that it's probably like a lifelong learning process, because it's going to be so different from one season of life to another. So thank you for sharing so much with us today. I have two questions that I ask every guest. before you go. And the first one is, what's something that you're simplifying right now?
I kind of already mentioned it, but it's kind of boring, but socks. They were just taking so long to, like, you know, find them and put them together. And, you know, a lot of my boys have the same color anyways. We simplified in that way, but, like, it was just taking too long. So I'm just throwing them all in that basket and being like, find your own socks.
That is such a good system. And that is the sock system that I think my mom adopted at some point, because we always had a basket of socks and it was fine. We found our socks. That was the one one thing I learned about the laundry, is to find my own socks.
Oh, that's great.
The second question, what's something you're loving right now?
That's so hard to pick. I really had to think about it. I had to pick one thing, and I was like, I'm really loving my client's social media work right now. I just took on a new client, and it brings me so much joy to be able to help people after so many years doing social media, just like myself, you know, and growing businesses and stuff. It's so nice to be able to, like, pass on that gift and the skills that I have to help other people, and to see them, like, so excited to be like, oh my gosh, somebody who can help me and all the things, because it's super overwhelming when you're trying to, like, be on there and learn everything, whether it's social media or email campaigns and that kind of stuff. And I just eat that up, and I love it so much.
That's awesome. That's such a good thing to be able to be loving, is your work.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And to be able to be awesome. Do that at home is the best.
Anyone listening right now, where can they find you if they want to follow along with more of what you share?
So I hang out the most on Instagram, and my handle is @simplehomemom, as well as my website, simplehomemom.com, which I haven't been updating a lot because #pregnant. But I do have a newsletter that I do more consistently than any blogs.
Well, thank you so much again for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was fun.
I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I want to challenge you in one thing. I like to put challenges at the end of guest episodes, just application points that you can take or leave based on what works for you. I want to challenge you, if you are thinking of implementing, like, a new home management routine or cleaning routine or whatever it is, I want to challenge you to instead, if that hasn't worked for you in the past, work on one habit. What is one area of your home that you could build on, that you could really just use one little tweak or one big tweak, whatever, one system that you can focus in on? My biggest issue in the past has been just trying to overhaul the whole way I manage my home all at once, and then I fail every single time when I try to do that. As I have had success in implementing different areas of home management, it has always been when I just work at one thing, whether that was on purpose or accidental, because I tried to do a million things at once and only one of them stuck. So why don't we just choose that? Why don't we just decide, hey, I'm going to work on one thing at a time. And once I finally get that one down, however long it takes, then I'm going to add something else to it. And in the meantime, I'm just going to kind of do what it takes to keep the home at bay in the way that I've already been doing it. And that's fine. But I'm going to work on one little thing to make an improvement, to make things easier on myself, to make my home more enjoyable to be in, whatever it is you're working on. I know I mentioned this in the last episode, but for me lately, it's been the laundry and just really trying to get a very, very simplified rhythm to our laundry. And I'm not going to lie to you, the last, like, 3 days, I have just full on avoided laundry. But I know that I don't need to call that a failure. I can just pick back up in the same routine that I'm working on and keep going until this really does become a habit, become second nature, to the point where I'm not avoiding it as much anymore because it's just habit. And that's what happened for me with dishes. My husband and I switch off who does the dishes every evening after dinner and who kind of tidies up the kitchen. And some nights it's more tidy than others. We do, like, a full kitchen and living room tidy up. Some nights it's more tidy than others just because we're more tired some nights than others, or we made more of a mess in the house some days than others. But we always get those dishes done and we always pick up to some extent. And that habit, over time, just became second nature to us. We saw the benefits it was having in our homes, in our mental health, to have that tidy home to wake up to in the morning, or at least those couple of tidy rooms, I should say. And so we stuck with it. So that's where I'm at with my current habit that I'm working on, which is still the laundry, my one laundry thing a day that I've been doing, which I did talk about briefly on the last episode, like I said. So I encourage you in that way, just one habit, one thing, and however long it takes you to get it down, just keep at that one thing. That is all I have for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, would you share it with a friend, share it on Instagram, share it by texting it to a friend, however you like to share things. I am grateful for you when you do that. Like I say every week, it is true. I am just grateful for you for being here as well. And I will talk to you right back here again on the next episode.